Good morning and welcome to On Fire Radio, brought to you by Catskill Mountain Christian Center, a full gospel family church and Christian academy located at 629 Main Street in beautiful Margaretville, New York. What a great day to go to church. If you don't have a church, come on over to Catskill Mountain Christian Center. We would love for you to be our guest this morning. That's Catskill Mountain Christian Center this morning at 10 o'clock. If you'd like more information about On Fire Radio or Catskill Mountain Christian Center, give us a call at 845-586-4848. I'm Renard Bartow, and I'd like to invite you to join us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you On Fire Radio.
Hi there, this is Jacob Johnson. I know, you usually hear from me at the end of these shows, but today I get the privilege of introducing our special guest for this episode of On Fire Radio. Today, we get to hear from Pastor Bob's wife, Mrs. Nancy Englehart. Now, let's go to Mrs. Nancy Englehart with today's message.
Two things I do really good in life. You want to know what they are? Of course you do. I love Jesus. And I pray. I love to pray. Those are two things I do really good. Everything else, This is my birthday. I don't know if you know that, but this is my birthday. I'm 44 years old in the Lord. This is the time that I got saved 44 years ago. And I like to share some things with you concerning my salvation, because I would be the last one to get saved. I had to miraculously get saved. So I was the type of young person who was standing up on the inside, but you would look at me and I'd be sitting down like everybody else is sitting down. But inside, I was an amazing rebel and I was standing up and I'm not listening to anyone. But I got radically saved. And Jesus is the one who rocked my boat, who rocked my life. My husband and I were very young when we dated, and we were very young when we got married. We're married 44 years. We were 20 years old when we got married. And we just started spitting out children. And I wasn't even saved. May 21st is our anniversary, June, July. I wasn't even saved maybe 2 months. I mean, I wasn't married maybe 2 months tops, and I get radically saved. I find out that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the Son of God, and he died for me. Not you, by the way. My salvation had nothing to do with you, by the way. I didn't care if you were saved or not. Even when I got saved, I still didn't care if you were saved or not. I was saved, and that's all that mattered. And Jesus was in love with me, and that's all that mattered. And if you weren't saved, I didn't care. I didn't get to that part of the book yet. I needed some work to be done in me, obviously. But I really didn't care if you were saved. When Jesus rocked my boat, nothing, no one could tell me anything. They could not, you could not dispute or argue or defy the living God. You could not do that with me. Because my story is my story, and this is what happened to me. This is very important. This is eternal. This is life-altering. There is a kingdom that I was blind to yesterday, and why is it today that I see the kingdom? I was just blind to this kingdom, and today it's right in front of me, hidden in plain view. This kingdom that's called the kingdom of God, hidden in plain view. Never knew it was there until I got saved. Bam! Right in front of me. How did I not see that? Because I was not born again. You know, in James chapter 5, this is, before I get on to another scripture here, this is a prophetic word the Lord gave me this morning. And it is James chapter 5. I think it's 7. And I'm not sure if I'm speaking from the Living or the New King James Version. I'm sorry about that. But it says, therefore, just soak this in. You don't even have to even read it. Just soak it in because it's prophetic. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. And see how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and the latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. And do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, lest you fall into judgment. He goes on, and the author says, Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Are you suffering? Pray. People say, I'm suffering. Pray. I say back to them, pray. Pray. Right, I'm suffering. Well, pray. The Bible says pray. If you're suffering, pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let them sing psalms. Are you cheerful? Sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Interesting, a little different than suffering, and I don't want to get into the Hebrew meaning of all this right now, right? Hebrew, Greek. It says, let them call for the elders, the ones who are sick. Let them call for the elders of the church. Now, the Bible is telling us what to do when someone's sick. The elders are usually old people, or they're very mature. And I'm going to prove it to you by the word of God. Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord and the prayer of faith. And the prayer of faith. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. So you have to be mature to be a person who walks by faith and not by sight. You have to be mature and know your God to pray a prayer of faith for the sick. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. The prayer of faith will save the sick. The prayer of faith will save the sick. I was sick. I was a sick little girl. I was a sick, demented little girl who knew nothing about life, who knew nothing about anything except where I'm going to get my next cigarette and bubble gum from. I was an idiot teenager. I knew nothing about life. I knew nothing. He's talking about the elders praying, and he says, and if this person who you're praying for, if he or she has committed sins, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. That's interesting. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Sometimes we need to do that. Sometimes we need to confess our sins to one another. I'm not saying go down the street and go to a stranger and saying, hey, buddy, I got some sins I got to share with you. He's not going to know what you're talking about. But confess your trespasses to one another, to the brethren, and pray for one another that you may be healed. Because the effective, fervent prayer, the successful prayer, the actual prayer, the real fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The real prayer. You know, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Remember rain. Remember that word rain. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back. Let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. That's loving somebody. You're checking out your brethren and you're going off, man. You're going astray. Who's got the courage? That's none of my business. It's none of my business. It's my business. It's my business because you're my brother, you're my sister. And man, you can't go there. They're going to slice your face. They're going to verbally slice you. I don't care. If anyone among you wanders from the truth. So we're capable of wandering from the truth. Oh, not me. I know God. I know Jesus. Don't let your pride get in the way, man. And someone turns him back. Let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. And not that you're the God cops. Not that we become the God cops. What are they doing? I don't mean that. You know when a brother or sister has turned away from the Lord. You just know it. You know their behavior. You know they're being deceived. You know they're saying things that, wait a minute, you've been turned upside down. You've got the Spirit of the living God in you. The same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you. What's the matter? What's the matter? You ever go to somebody and say, what's the matter? And get your head lopped off? I have. Many times. Countless times. Countless times. I can't tell you how many times. But someone did it for me. Somebody did it for me. Somebody's did it for me. What an amazing responsibility on the saints of God to keep an eye out for one another. Even when they're saying stupid things. You go, yeah, I understand. I understand. I say that a lot. I say, I understand what you're saying. I'm not telling you I don't agree with you. I just say I understand what you're saying. It's my little secret. Because we just say ridiculous things. Because we're so excited about Jesus. We really are. You know, and then we get in the groove of God. And we don't know we're saying even ridiculous things. Like the ridiculous thing I said a few minutes ago, when I got saved, I didn't care if you got saved. I didn't care that you got saved. I wasn't kidding. I didn't care if you got, I didn't care, or didn't want to care. This is about me. There is a kingdom that I didn't see a moment ago, and I see it. It's literally was hidden in plain view. How did that happen? How does that happen? How do you stop sinning? How do you say, I never want to sin for the rest of my life? I want to know everything in the book. Because it's hidden in plain view. It's the Spirit of the Lord. He gets a hold of you. You start having this for breakfast and lunch and dinner. You become crazy. You become a Christian. You become a man and a woman of God. And the decade that you're in, God uses you so powerfully. And that decade builds on the next decade. And that decade builds on the next decade. Yeah, but you don't know what's hitting me, Nan. You don't know what I've been going through. I don't know nothing. You're right, but he does. And he's never leaving you. He's never leaving you. Let's go to Revelation 12. Let's go to 12:7, because in heaven, before man was created, there was a major war in heaven. You may or may not know this. It's a great story, though, and it's real. It says a war broke out in heaven, and Michael was an angel. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. John says, the apostle says in verse 10, then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. They had fallen in love with Jesus, that they understood that we overcome the enemy Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our story, by the word of our testimony. And our life means nothing, but Jesus's life means everything. All of a sudden, God means more than my own life. All of a sudden, God and his kingdom that I never saw before, and now, what do you mean? It wasn't there yesterday. It's what happened. It must be because I got saved. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. He knows his time is short. There's great wrath against you. The enemy knows his time is short. Now, when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she nourished for a time and times and a half a time from the presence of that serpent. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offsprings, with the rest of her offspring who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. See, the devil is making war with you because you keep his commandments and you have the testimony of Jesus Christ. See, the brethren overcomes the enemy by the blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb, because his blood is spotless, ours is not. And his blood is so powerful, Jesus' blood, that it can wash humanity's sins away. And they defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. And that's what I'm sharing today. I'm sharing my story with you. I'm sharing how I got saved. I was 20 years old. I got saved when I was 20 years old. And what happens to people, they do not love their lives, but they lay their lives down for Jesus. When you get saved, you love him so much more than you love yourself. You lay your life down. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5. There's so much to share. For we know that if... let's go to 6. So we are also confident knowing that while we are at home in this body, we're absent from the Lord. See this body? You all have one. You're inside of it. It's an earth suit. It works on the earth. guarantee if they took you, I don't know how many thousands of miles up and took you out of the airplane, it wouldn't work. You would die. Or out in the atmosphere. Or this body is for the earth, and you live in this body. And that's what this apostle's talking about. About we're going to get a new body one day. And he talks about how inside of us, we're all groaning, and we don't even know why we're groaning. But why we're groaning is we're groaning for the second coming of the Lord. It talks about that creation is groaning. What do you mean, creation? The trees and the rivers and the yes, 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 and the animals and my creation and my sons and my daughters, there's something in them. They're just not completely satisfied. Not the ones who are born again, filled with the Spirit of God. Something inside of us, we're just not satisfied because this earth suit keeps us here on the earth. And there's a home and a new body. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. 16, down to 16, therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All things. All things. Oh, how can you say that? Because you were so ignorant when you got saved, man. I know, but I was still a brand new creation. And he was writing his word on my soul. And that doesn't take. That's not an overnight job. That's a rest of a life job until you go home. Now all things are of God who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors of Christ. You are an ambassador. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. For God made his son, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. He's a good Jesus. He had a plan from the beginning. My ignorance didn't frighten him. He said, I'm going to use her. This is in Revelation 7. I'm going to wrap it up with this chapter. After these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth. Now, you listen, this is Revelation 7. These are angels holding back the four winds of the earth. What a book! That the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. And I heard the number of those who were sealed. And it goes on, and I'm not going to get into that with you. And then verse 9, after these things I looked and behold a great multitude which no one could number of all nations and tribes and people and tongues standing before the throne and before the Lamb clothed with white robes with palm branches in their hands and crying out with a loud voice saying, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels stood around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. And then one of the elders answered, saying to me, Who are these arrayed in white robes? And where do they come from? And the author says, Sir, you know. I don't know, but you know. And he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them, and they shall neither hunger anymore. Nor thirst anymore, and the sun shall not strike them, nor any heat. For the Lamb, who is in the midst of the throne, will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Jesus said that you must be born again. You must be born of the water, of water and of spirit. It's right there. It's hidden in plain view. And the water represents the word of God. And whether you recognize this, believe me or not, people have been dropping seeds around you. And one day you got radically saved. One day I got radically saved because my mom and dad would just share the gospel with me. You see, it's not an hour to sin. You will be lost forever. It's too late. That train left the station. Brothers and sisters in Christ, whether you believe me or not, I speak the truth. There are babies, there are children, there are adults older than you and younger than you watching you and your Christianity. You have to repent. You have to turn away from your sin and run towards the cross. You have to stop sinning because God's coming with or without us. God's moving with or without us, and there's rain. And if you listen in the spirit, there's a rain falling on the church and on the unchurched. There's rain falling on people who believe in God and people who don't believe in God, whether you see it or you don't see it. But when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you'll say, that's what she's talking about. It's been hidden in plain view. The kingdom of God is right in front of me. Jesus loves you desperately.
Hey there, this is Jake Johnson, and I want to thank you today for listening to our podcast, On Fire Radio. We pray that this word has ministered to you today. On Fire Radio is a ministry of Catskill Mountain Christian Center and is brought to you free online and on the radio each week because of generous donations from listeners like you. You can partner with us in serving God's vision for this area by donating online at our website, www.cmcconline.org. From there, you can also connect with us on all our social media platforms, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Send us a message and let us know how this ministry is impacting your life. On behalf of Pastor Bob Englehart, this is Jake Johnson, signing off. God bless, and we'll see you in church.